And welcome back to hour number two and the final one, as always, here this week for KSL Outdoors Radio. I'll repeat what I said at the top of the first hour, and that is that we really thought this out on whether we should record a show for this week, which, by the way, we're together here on a Thursday. Right, Russ?
Yeah, we are.
We're Thursday.
We're pre-recorded, if you didn't already know. It is Thursday, yes.
Yeah, all right.
I really asked my wife how many times a day I have to ask her what day it is.
Okay, so it's Thursday, and the program is airing Saturday, and if everything has gone as planned, it should be just a few minutes after 7 o'clock. And we've got another news update coming up on the half hour. But anyway, we made the decision that we thought it was important for those that get up with us every Saturday just to hear business as usual here, at least in part.
However, we are
trying to practice what we preach around KSL and have this little social distancing thing. So Tim Hughes here in the studios of Triad Center at Broadcast House. Navidomskis had to run, so we appreciate him in the first hour joining us with Fish Bites a minute ago. And Russ Smith is at the, what do you call that place now?
Well, it depends on who you are, but it's just the shop.
The compound.
Sky Call Shop.
The compound.
It's not the compound. The compound in Sugar House, that's right. Well guarded.
Yeah. Coming up a little later in the hour, we're going to talk with somebody else who's been affected by this whole coronavirus thing. But I'm confident because I've seen some of his posts on Facebook. He's still finding ways to get out and enjoy himself. That's Bob Grove from Road Trippin' with Bob.
Yeah.
And a significant portion of his business was reliant on Chinese travel. And obviously that's not happening right now. And we'll talk about the impacts that's having on our national parks as well. But an old buddy of ours is on the phone with us to start the hour, Mr. Smith, and that is Dave Butts. Dave, how are you?
Yes. Hey, I'm doing great. I've been practicing self-quarantining here in my studio, in my compound. Of course, I've been practicing this for 35 years, so this isn't a big sacrifice.
Yeah. there are advantages to people that were already a little antisocial in the past. I'm not saying you are.
That paints me. No, that paints me perfectly.
All right.
Yeah.
The reason we have you on today, I got an email from you, and I'm looking at the date here. I guess it was a week ago, almost to the date. You said you were excited about a trip that you had coming up, and while everybody else was hunkering down, you were ready to go, and you were headed back to Africa, and then the brakes got put on you again.
Oh, yeah, it was really disappointing. I thought, well, this thing's just going to be short-lived, and in a month or so, we're going to be fine. But South Africa came out with a ban on travel, and we're trying to scramble, and there's 10 of us going on this trip. We were originally booked for the 23rd of April, and so we're trying to push that to August. There's no way we can go after that. So the only window we have is the middle of August, and so we're working that out. We're working through that, and I'm hoping that this curve they're talking about, this coronavirus curve, will wind down by July, and they'll open up travel again.
Yeah, I think we're all hoping for that. But when was it that you found out it was a no-go? Was that just yesterday or a couple of days ago?
Oh, it was about, a day after I sent that email.
Oh.
I was online, and there was the president of South Africa with his press conference. I guess everyone's having their own press conferences in all these countries. But I've been in contact with folks in South Africa. I work for Karoo Taxidermy there in the Eastern Cape, and there hasn't been any virus down in the Eastern Cape yet. There is in the country of South Africa. There's I don't know if it's up to 100 cases now, but that's up north, and there's kind of a desert in between the Johannesburg area and the Eastern Cape, called the Northern Cape. Anyway, the folks down there are worried at the taxidermy shop. They've got enough work for 2 months, and that's it. If the hunters don't come to South Africa to hunt, that's a huge industry. It represents about $300 million U.S. dollars into their economy every year.
Yeah. Russ, I don't know if you saw this either, but they, and I don't know if it's a done deal or if it's just something they're still considering, but they were talking about shutting off Everest for a year too, which is going to be devastating to those Sherpas over there in that part of the world, Kathmandu and beyond.
Yeah, but not nearly as devastating as having that virus spread over there into that community,
right?
Which would take them out for a long time. Maybe it's time for a year off on Everest. We could send helicopters up and clean the place up a little bit.
Give the mountain a rest. You told me in your email, Dave, that six of the people of the 10 were looking forward to their first time. So I'm sure they're especially disappointed.
Yeah, they are. A couple of them, they're ready to cancel the whole thing. And I said, let's just don't be so hasty. Let's still try to salvage this. If we cancel, we all lose our airfare.
Oh, boy.
I mean, this is non-refundable. Oh. And so that represents a chunk of change for all of us. And so, but the airlines have indicated that they're willing to rebook up until February of 2021. But, of course, there's no hunting going on from October to February. It's essentially their summertime over there. So we're actually, August is the middle of winter. And that's not a bad time to hunt. They're still trying to accommodate us. In fact, they've emailed back and said they've got those weeks blocked out for our group.
Yeah.
And so they are doing what they can to get us there.
Here's the thing. This is going to pass. We're all going to get through this. And what I like is people still making their plans, even if it means delaying those plans. Because my family's talking about the same thing, moving a planned adventure until mid to late August, hoping that by then things have evened out around the world. But you brought it up, and I think it's worth mentioning to anybody that does have or finds themselves in the midst of a situation where you had booked either airfare or maybe you've got a guide or you've planned a cruise or anything that requires airfare. They're being real flexible right now because they want that money to stay on account. And in the case of cruises, my daughter had one planned for May, where they were flying down to Puerto Rico and then getting on the ship there and traveling south. They're now offering 125% of what you spent on your cruise to rebook sometime in the next year. So there are lots of opportunities where you can, you know, not only save your money, you might be able to get a better deal for sure on the back end of something like that.
Right. Well, we're hoping this is going to work out. If it doesn't, then it's a bust, I think, for our trip. So
yeah.
We're doing what we can, and you know, one thing that I did was I went. I send everyone through a travel agent, and now their value is as good as gold now because they're the ones that are working all this out for us.
Yeah,
I can't imagine trying to book this myself and then trying to sort it all out myself.
Well,
that just isn't a good deal.
Well, let me give a shout out to John Potter over at Columbus Travel because he's also juggling a lot of balls in the air right now, not just for us but for many. But he was able to do some amazing things with plans that we had both with airlines and with tours that you're right. It would, if not impossible, it would be nearly impossible for us to try and navigate all of the hoops that you have to jump through on those things. You did tell me, however, in your email about taking firearms over. Was that new information to you or a change from the last time you were in that part of the world?
No, I've always been able to take firearms to South Africa. There is, of course, permitting procedures that we had to go through. Now, South Africa does charge fees to do that. Before, there weren't any fees. Now it's $100 per person. We always set up someone there at the airport to receive us to simplify all of the paperwork. And we pay a company, the Bed and Breakfast Afton Guest House, we pay their agent to work all that out ahead of time so it's not cumbersome for us when we land because we're going to be tired. We have to go to the gun counters, and then it's just a labor-intensive thing to go through each serial number on firearms and do all of that. And so we've prearranged to have that done. But now I understand that South Africa's going to impose visas. We always went visa-free before, and then they just gave us our visa stamp at customs. But it sounds like they're changing that as well. And so I don't know if that's another way to get more money out of the Americans or travelers or what's going on. I haven't really looked into that hard yet, so we're looking into that.
So you register your guns right there at the airport, huh?
Yes. Well, we have to first go through customs here in the U.S., and so we're going to go to register our guns with customs. They'll give us a receipt here so that when we come back into the country with our same guns, you know, we're not accused of running guns or anything, that they will already have our guns registered and on record. And so, it's a little complicated, but we've done it a number of times and worked through it. And so, and it's so much easier. Well, it's better to hunt with your own firearm. I don't know if you saw that movie with the lions. You know, the guy had Val Kilmer had the wrong rifle, and it didn't work. And so, Ghost in the Darkness. I don't know if you remember that show. And
yeah, vaguely.
And of course, he got stuck. Yeah, he got stuck with the wrong gun because he was loaned a gun. It's always nicer to use your own weapon. You know how it shoots. You're comfortable with it. You're confident with it.
Yeah, I found that with skis. I borrowed skis over in Colorado, and I was like a beginner on the hill. I didn't look very good at all that day. All right, Dave, we're sorry to hear that your plans are changed, but I think a lot of people are going through that right now, and we all hope this thing is done by midsummer anyway, or sooner if we can. And we can get back to life.
We trust in that, and we'll just move forward. You know, life goes on regardless. You just make what's the best is with what situation's handed to you.
Right on. Dave Butts, good to hear from you, buddy.
Hey, well, it's good to talk to you guys, and you guys have a good rest of the day.
All right, you too. We appreciate the call. Russell, hang on. We're going to come back.
Okay.
We'll have more of KSL Outdoors coming up in just a minute. And on the half hour after we get your news update, we'll talk to Bob Grove and see what all of this madness has presented him down there with his business with his tours and, of course, what's happening at the National Park, Zion included. So don't go away.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Bob Grove is standing by, as I like to say, our Southern Utah correspondent. And after we get you a news update on the half hour, I think he'll spend the final half hour with us, and we'll talk about what kind of an impact this whole corona situation is causing with his tours, and then focus a little bit on what he knows of Zion National Park, which is right in his backyard down there in St.
George. That's his specialty.
It
right
is.
There.
Yeah. He was telling us off the air, and I was encouraged by this, that he sees it just as busy as ever right now. And maybe people are getting the message that you can still go play outdoors and you're looking for a little relief to get away from all of the negative stuff. There's still a great way to do it. So, hey, I don't know if you've seen our Facebook page the last couple of days, but on this social distancing thing, and I'm sorry Navi's not on the line with us anymore because hopefully he saw it and he'll appreciate it, the picture of Bigfoot, old Sasquatch, and the type at the top of the picture says social distancing world champion. Nobody can find him. And then I posted another video that's just fantastic. And a lot of times when Scott Root puts one of these things up there on the division website, I'll copy it over to our Facebook page, which is just KSL Outdoors Radio. But some picture of some elk, or some video actually of some elk that are standing almost belly deep in snow with just some nice music on it that was caught, no doubt, with one of the trail cams that he has out all over the place. So look forward to that. Speaking of big game, some good news this week. The division, and you'll find this on our Facebook page as well, the division says they checked out 42 adult doe deer in Cache and Rich counties recently, and every doe was in great shape. Every doe had plenty of fat. Each deer was healthy. 40 of the does were pregnant. It appears this past winter wasn't as hard on the deer in that area as the winter before, so that bodes well for the populations.
That's nice, yeah.
Yeah, the populations going forward. And then with St. Paddy's Day this week, unfortunately with all the rest of the news and people being socially separated and not being in the office, St. Patrick's Day kind of came and went with no parades or anything. But the Division of Wildlife, I thought, was really timely and obviously had a little humor in them when they posted pictures of all things green from wildlife for St. Paddy's Day, and that included bass and turtles and birds and, you know, even ducks that had a little green on them. So a little fun for the kids, for the kids at home. If you get a chance, look on our page for that one. All right, buddy. Anything you want to mention? Oh, your watch. How's that coming? Last time we talked, you were having a hard time figuring it out.
Well, there's quite a learning curve to these high-tech watches. This is the Garmin Fenix 6, and it does everything but wash the dishes.
Might even do that.
But there was a specific reason that I bought this watch, and you young guys, you can just tune out, but the old guys, pay attention. Just the fact that it continually, real-time, measures your pulse and your oxygen levels in your blood. And we've talked a lot about high-altitude sickness in the past, and that's pretty much a direct result of not enough oxygen in your blood. And this is a watch where you can actually track it right on the watch and keep in touch with where your oxygen levels are and check and see if they get low. Unfortunately, they don't have a low oxygen alarm, but they do have a low pulse alarm. Of course, probably one of the things that will alert you to having a low pulse is when your forehead hits the ground.
Yeah. So, yeah, right.
You know, but it's been a great watch. It's, I think, compared to all the other smartwatches, it is the best and great for on the trail. And we are also a Garmin dealer here at SkyCall, so you can get your watch here. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. There's still so many functions. I take the manual with me when I can't sleep at night and go sit out at the kitchen table and say, okay, what do I want to learn tonight? And so go to that page and spend about an hour learning how to do that, you know. And so been a lot of fun.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just for old folks. There are so many other functions on that thing that read out on your phone. The control panel for that with the app sounds like it's amazing.
It is.
Again, if people want to find out about those, they can also get a hold of you. You're much more than just sat phones out there at SkyCall.
Well, that's true. We've got a variety of things here that are valuable in the backcountry. Just give us a call, 801-450-8317. Somebody will answer the phone. Fortunately, I have Chris here, and she packs around the office phone now. So
yeah,
that's a good thing. That's a good thing for everybody.
All right. We need to break for the news on the half hour, so we'll do that. And on the other side, I see that we have Bob Grove ready to go. So we'll check in with our Southern Utah correspondent, and we'll find out how things are. Not only with his tour opportunities down there, but what's going on at our national parks. Thanks for listening today to KSL Outdoors Radio, our final half hour coming up.